This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. For those of you who were in class during hour number one and you heard what happened with Greg Lesher at the motel in Utah, I just called Ron Gibson. And Ron said he will post the video and the pictures on the Ron Gibson channel for USA Prepares on BitChute, BitChute. So you can look up USA Prepares, Ron Gibson, GIBSON, Ron as in Ronald. And you'll be able to see it. He's got, well, it's been delivered. He got it during the break. He got the video and he got the pictures. So thank you, Ron Gibson. And class is graphic. So if you don't want to see a naked guy, and if you don't want to see Greg Lesher prepared to defend himself, armed, then don't look at it. What a mess. What a mess this country's in. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Sounds like I missed a little. Maybe you can give us a quick summary, because I was preparing for my class today, which is absolutely full, Vince, but could you just quickly fill in people who may have just tuned in what happened?
Yeah.
And is Greg okay?
Yeah, Greg's fine. Greg happened to be at a motel, and there was a lot of noise, and I'm paraphrasing, this is as I understand it. There's a lot of noise in the room next door, and Greg contacted the hotel staff to say, hey, a lot of noise going on. And the staff tried to get the occupants of the room to quiet down, and they did, and then they got noisy again. And the hotel staff told the guys that they were going to have to leave. And then Greg was backing them up. Backing up the hotel staff, and the footage is from the hotel cameras in the hall, the security footage. And Greg had to draw his firearm, his revolver, on this guy who was nude. And it looked like two guys were staying in this room, and there are pictures of Greg sent me pictures of trash everywhere. It looked like it was a wild party. It looked like maybe it was a drug-fueled party. It looked like a lot of people in the room, but there's just two guys. Blood on the sheets, blood on the pillow, clothes all over. I mean, I've never seen a room trashed like that, ever. And, you know, I mentioned if I left my dogs alone in a room, they couldn't do that much damage. Literally trash everywhere. A pizza box, a beer, remnants of a case of beer, pizza box, it looks like, just a mess. And the blood on the sheets and lots of noise. So Greg was involved in it. All he wanted these guys to do was, you know, be reasonable and be quiet. And they couldn't seem to do it. So maybe there was drugs involved. It looks for sure like there was alcohol involved. And blood on the sheet. So ultimately, there was an arrest. So, and Greg was not arrested, but Greg did pull his revolver to defend himself.
Well, also he, help out the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
So. Yeah. So you know, USA Prepares. It's we kind of do. We don't just say it. We actually do it.
And Vince, this was was teaching class on the air. This was happening live.
No. This happened previously.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But you know, Bert, the world is getting more and more violent every day, and the United States is no exception. It's out of control. Literally, it's out of control.
Yeah. Well, glad Greg's okay. Who knows what state was this in?
Utah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure those guys will have a nice cell to trash now.
Well, it'll be this will be on Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute, BitChute. It's kind of like a YouTube environment, and you can you'll be able to see a class. USA Prepares. It'll probably be a special, separate video. Okay. Wow. And Greg is writing the description of what the images are, you know, the pictures and the video. So he's going to describe in his words, these won't be my words, these will be his words, as to what you'll be seeing. I was not there. So, Bert, I know you've got a full schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Vince, let me jump right into it. So last week we talked about a electric bus fire that happened out west, and there's a lot of electric buses, but the one that seems to be the most prone to catching fire is from a company called Proterra. And for class, the company has declared bankruptcy. There were several, surprise, surprise, people affiliated with the administration, including transportation, Jennifer Granfield, I'm not sure what department she's in, who had invested in it as a startup because they knew they were going to get government subsidies. Anyhow, Vince, what's interesting is we have a great class literally all around the world, and I've gotten stories of electric bus fires from literally every corner of the world, and apparently we hit on something that is way more prevalent than we would have thought. Electric buses are just bursting into flames, sometimes when they're running, more often than not, when they're just sitting in the yard charging. And it turns out there was a huge fire right in my neighborhood in Santa Clara, amongst the many. I sent a link to USA Prepares headquarters of some of the stories. I was just literally updating it this morning as a story came in from China. And Vince, electric buses... it's one thing when your car catches fire, puts your life in peril, but with a bus, you're putting the whole bus load of passengers in peril. The sad thing is this one company who seems to be the worst bus, Proterra, because they're bankrupt, it's going to be really hard for the towns and the transportation departments and the agencies that have purchased these buses to get any type of compensation for the, you know, just stand in line, basically, because I'm sure everybody's trying to return their buses and seek damages. And as you know, that's hard to do when the company's in bankruptcy. So I'm looking here, and according to this one article from here in Santa Clara County, it says our VTA, that's our Transportation Administration, purchased the buses at $1 million each. And this was to align with our commitment that we would have all zero-emission buses. And I'm not sure what zero-emission means. I guess hydrogen might not classify as, you know, water comes out of it. It's emission. But by 2040. So, Vince, these buses are just catching fire. How many stories are we? We have like almost 10 stories now from all over, not just the one that we covered last week, but it's all over events. And hopefully we're bringing this message to, if a town's thinking of going to electric buses, think twice, because it looks like they just haven't figured out the technology. You've seen some of those pictures, and once they catch fire, they're very hard to put the fire out. So even if it's just a small fire in one part of the battery system, basically the whole bus ends up getting destroyed and catches on fire. The only good news, if you want to call it the good part of the story, Vince, is that when these fires do occur, they start slowly. So it does give the passengers chance to orderly run out of the bus and maybe even grab their belongings before the whole bus just basically gets inflamed. So Vince, this is happening all over the country, all over the world. There was a tourist bus that caught fire carrying tourists, and it caught fire, and it did kill people. And that one was in Italy. You might have heard about that one, Vince. And 21 people died. Now, we still don't know the whole story. Did the fire start? Did the bus go over, drive over the overpass? I don't think we still know the whole story, Vince, but it was an electric bus carrying tourists and 21 people died. So, Vince, it's a problem, and hopefully we're helping, you know, publicize this a little more, and maybe towns will think twice about putting these buses. The bus in Italy, Vince, was a Chinese bus from Yutong Group, who manufactured. They claim on their website that batteries are not a threat to passengers during a fire. Well, the batteries may not be, but the fire sure is. So, Vince, you know, we'll continue reporting on this. As I said, I was actually a little bit surprised how prolific it turns out this problem is.
Bert, you mentioned the term zero-emission buses by 2040. Is that correct? Did I hear that correct?
Yeah, that's a California mandate. Of course, mandates can be changed.
Let's parse that for a little bit. Zero-emission buses. Does that mean there's no tailpipe? So because there's no tailpipe, there's zero emissions? Or do we include the manufacturing of the plastic, the lithium, the mining, the smoke from the diesel engines, the exhaust from the diesel engines, and the mining and the refining process, the smelting, all of that? There's plenty of emissions. So it depends on where you measure it. I have a keyboard in... I have a keyboard in front of me. Actually, I have multiple keyboards in front of me and mice. And they're zero emission. There's no question about it while they're sitting on the desk. But when I start pressing keys or when the computer's waiting for me to press a key, there is emissions. Not here, but if I'm connected to the grid, there's emissions to produce the electricity at the grid. So the keyboard itself is zero emissions. But to use the keyboard, there's plenty of emissions. To manufacture the keyboard, there's plenty of emissions. And the same with the buses. And Bert, you're talking about, fire starts slowly. I'm looking at an image of the Santa Clara, that's California, VTA, which is the Valley Transportation Authority. I'm looking at a bus that's a crispy critter. This thing was on fire. And the roof has caved in. It's a metal roof. It's still there, but it's caved in. But it looks like the center of the fire is right behind the driver, where the passengers who are behind the driver would have to get past to get out the door, which is right near the driver. So it seems to me like if there's a fire and it's in the aisle, in the center of the bus, in the center aisle of the bus, but right behind the driver, you're going to have to jump through the fire to get out the door or go out the window. Windows.
Unless
this is a serious problem, class. Unless there's an emergency exit.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First with us in Silicon Valley is an engineer, patent holder, radio frequency designer. He's a high-tech designer in Silicon Valley, California. He's talking about his neighborhood, his village, electric buses catching on fire. Bert, school buses. School buses are now electric too, right?
Well, I think that's a little slower, Vince, and hopefully maybe some of the publicity on these fires will squash that, because if I was a parent and my school was considered upgrading our bus fleet, man, the last thing I'd want to do is go to electric. So let's hope not. Vince, do you want to hear another paradox of the story? So these, obviously all these electric vehicles are going to need batteries, and people have been complaining, well, batteries are all made in China. So listen to this, what's going on now in Kansas. So Panasonic is building a 4 million square foot battery plant to build EV batteries in Kansas. And you'd say, well, that sounds good, because why build them in other countries? Let's bring the jobs here. And, you know, if we are going to move to more electric vehicles, we should have the manufacturing in the country where we're going to be using those electric vehicles. So they're building this power, this EV battery, but they need power for the plant. So they looked around to see how much electricity they're going to need, and they find out that the electric company that supplies the electricity, well, they're going to have to double the capacity of their energy load by increasing the amount of coal they burn. So they have a coal-fired plant. Kansas is one of the states that still allows coal electricity. And Vince, I think you know a little bit about, you know, air quality and where the pollutants from our environment come from. And one of the biggest problems for the past 100 years has been coal, burning of coal. Whether it's, I know my grandparents used to have a coal furnace. You know, I used to go down into their basement in New York City and see the old coal furnace. And they would tell me, yeah, we used to get coal deliveries every week. And so if you've ever visited a country where they burn coal frequently for their electricity or for heating or for who knows what, you'll notice the air is horrible. So then they talk about clean coal. Well, there's no such thing, right? It's a pollutant. So, Vince, cut to the chase. The electric company is doubling the capacity of their coal-fired plant. This was a plant that was supposed to be taken out of service, and instead they're going to double the amount of electricity it can supply, and they're going to keep it operational for at least the next 5 years to burn coal to make batteries, presumably for clean-burning vehicles. Vince, does that logic make sense? What do these people that pass these rules think? They just don't look at the whole picture.
But we used to call them rulers. We used to call the people who ran the show rulers. Then we called them lawmakers. Now we call them representatives. They're rulers. They tell us what's going to happen and what we're going to do. And it's always the same thing, Bert. When they wanted to put a dump in our village in Virginia, they said, but it's going to create a whole bunch of jobs. Then when they wanted to put a prison in our little town in Virginia, they said it's going to create 120 jobs. And here's what the GDP doesn't quite understand. Those jobs are not necessarily going to come from the village. And the numbers that they quote, like 120 jobs, they're going to put a prison, a little prison in a abandoned rug factory, Shaw Rugs, Shaw Textiles. And they said it's going to create 120 jobs. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. They might have 10 guards and 2 shifts, okay, and a warden. It's not 120 jobs. But then I guess they say, well, yeah, but, you know, we're going to hire a guy to cut the lawn, and then we're going to have a plumber, you know, on retainer, or maybe we're going to have a plumber that we call, you know, and maybe an electrician. And so they're going to hire these things out, and they talk about how many, and then we're going to have a Burger King and a McDonald's, and just think about all these great jobs we're going to create. Nonsense. So it's always the same rag, jobs, and it's going to be better for everybody. But when they're done with this factory polluting the water and polluting the air and causing everybody's electric rates to go up, they realize it's not what it was sold as.
Pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA news update. Despite a campaign promise to stop border wall construction, President Biden is building again to stop the influx of migrants into the U.S. Reports say Donald Trump may visit House Republicans on Capitol Hill ahead of the speakership election next Wednesday. The United Auto Workers president will make an announcement on Facebook Live today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It should be regarding a possible expansion of their strike against the big three automakers. Morgan State University students remain on edge following Tuesday night's on-campus shooting in Baltimore. One student who spoke with WJZ-TV questioned why more wasn't done to prevent the tragedy. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, this is really disturbing, I know, to our class. But this article that you're referring to, DailyCaller.com, quote, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has made an additional $500 million available to help rebate recipients transform their school bus fleets from diesel to electric. A round of funding that builds upon the earlier $1 billion made available via the program. The EPA announced Thursday. Several electric buses have caught fire across the country in recent months, a trend mostly attributable to malfunctions in their lithium-ion batteries, according to the Institute for Energy Research. Thanks to President Biden's... Thanks to President Biden's Investing in America agenda, more students, teachers, and staff are breathing easier this school year as brand new clean school buses are hitting the road in communities across America, EPA Administrator Michael Reagan said. We've seen an incredible demand for this program from school districts that want to benefit from the transition to cleaner school buses, leading to cost savings for districts, better air quality, and less pollution, end quote. Bert, those little power lines that feed our little village, I don't believe can handle charging the electric buses. I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you talk about a bus, that's massive. Vince, it's just, you have to look at the whole picture, the whole, you know, from mining all the way to recycling and everything in between. This EV battery factory I mentioned in Kansas, Vince, you know how much electricity the power company, by the way, the power company, it says it also supplies Missouri. It's called Evergy. I don't know if that's your electric company, but says Kansas.
In Missouri, there are distribution companies and there are power generation companies. And our electricity comes from natural gas, coal, nuclear, and alternative, which would be there's probably some wind and solar. And the solar comes from guys like us, meaning natural farms. Right,
yeah.
Here where we generate and Bert, we're getting rich. We're getting 2 cents a kilowatt, maybe 2.1 cents a kilowatt.
Okay. Well, Vince, this factory that I talked about for class that is going to be built by Panasonic to build EV batteries, the factory alone is going to require, and Vince, are you sitting down? 250 megawatts of electricity. Vince, I don't know if you can wrap your head around 250 megawatts. That's basically the power that a small city would use to supply the homeowners. 250 megawatts for this EV battery factory. So do they take that into account when you calculate the advantages of something like an EV bus? I don't think they're just looking at the bus itself in a vacuum. The cost, maybe the electricity to charge it, and they're forgetting everything that came before that bus went into service. And also, Vince, everything that's going to happen after that bus goes into service. How do you recycle them? How about these burnt-out buses? How are they going to recycle them? How do you recycle, forget about a used-up lithium-ion battery. How do you recycle a burnt-up lithium-ion battery? So... it's just not being taken into account, and you have to if you're looking at if you care about the planet, you care about pollution, care about clean air and the environment, you have to look at the big picture. And so often they're not. And I've said before, Vince, for class, that the advantages of going EV for a vehicle is in inverse proportion to the size of the vehicle. So you look at maybe a go-kart, or you look at bicycles now that are having small electric engines, so EV bikes, probably makes a lot of sense. They work well, they're reliable, they're probably less prone to catch fire, although there have been some fires since, even in go-karts and golf carts and e-bikes. But they work pretty well. Look at the other end of the spectrum, a school bus, a transit bus. Vince, they're trying to make John Deere equipment EV. I don't think you're going to be on the list to get one of those. But when you look at heavy machinery, I think we're 50 to 100 years away from making that actually make sense. But they're pushing it, Vince, and I say they. The people seems to be some cult in our government that wants to push these things. And but by the way, this factory in Kansas, Vince, they're getting subsidies that in some reporters are saying the subsidies that Panasonic's receiving are actually higher than the amount of money Panasonic has to invest to build the plant. So they're actually going to walk away with extra money when they figure out all the billions of dollars that are going into this. So I'm throwing that out there, Vince. I don't know if you can tell when you're boarding a bus if it's an EV bus or not, but look for the exit door when you get on the bus. Because
well, actually, don't get on the bus.
Well,
and pretty soon, class, there needs to be a tax revolt where people say, wait a minute, so my taxes are going toward building electric buses that people in the administration are investing in with inside information, and they're making themselves rich on these idiotic schemes. There will be a tax revolt when people figure this out. I'm not calling for it, but I think it's going to happen. Bert, I just, when you said 250 megawatts, that's 250. Now, when you say megawatt, that's megawatt hours, right? Like kilowatt hours, megawatt hours, is that what we're talking about?
No, I think they're talking about the, you know, when you talk about a watt of power, that's what they're burning, you know, what it can supply. You know, you can supply a watt, you can supply a megawatt, you can supply 250 megawatts. So that's the power handling capability.
Bert, my, right here, the farm, we're generating more electricity than we're using, but we're using 1.375 thousand watts or 1,375 watts an hour over a 24-hour period. So roughly 33,000 watts an hour. I'm sorry, 33 kilowatts a day. That's what we're using. This number of 200, that's for our farm, 33,000 watts to run our farm for a day. And that class is what the average home uses. So we use for our farm, we're so efficient, we can run a farm on what most people run their whole house on, or just a house on. 33 kilowatts a day. You're talking about 250 million. Bert, that's that's a lot of houses. As you said, it's a city.
Yeah.
It's a city.
And this is the supply one factory. I'm sure it's going to be a factory center. But one factory center, basically. Probably the electric company's happy. I don't know how the power lines are in that part of Kansas to actually get the power to that plant. I'm sure they're going to have to do some massive upgrading, put some high voltage lines in between the some of the generation plants and this factory. Vince, it sort of sounds crazy, doesn't it? Because I mean, you're burning all this coal to make EV batteries, and then you know, God forbid that these batteries end up in buses that end up killing people because they can't charge them correctly. They don't know how to safely keep these batteries from catching fire. And then, as I've mentioned many times, we don't know how to recycle. Well, I think we do know how to recycle them. The thing is, it costs more to recycle the batteries safely than it does to manufacture the batteries. So they end up sending them on boats to countries around the world where they're not as careful about pollution and letting them deal with it. Well, it's all one planet, Vince. If you notice, the planet's round, so what goes around comes around.
Bert, as you're describing this, I'm thinking about last week we were talking about the Earth's magnetism is waning. It's the Earth's magnetic fields, the Earth's magnetism is decreasing. And I'm thinking, I know why. And it relates to this story. Bert, half of the current that goes into an electrical panel, you know, when you plug an appliance or a device into your wall outlet, one side of that is connected to the ground. When I say the ground, I'm talking about the ground that you, when you go outside, you walk on. There's a ground rod that side, one side of that plug is connected to that. The other side is called the hot side. So half of the current that we're using is connected to the ground everywhere. On the power poles, in your house, grounded outlets, everywhere in the United States. That's the electrical system design. But when we build a power plant to generate another 250 megawatts, we're putting half of that into the ground. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers, Vince, but, you know, I would think we should be going on a path of increasing efficiency and getting to figure out ways to use less power to run our lives, not more power. So it just doesn't make sense to me why we have to increase a coal-powered plant so we can build electric batteries. Vince, it's crazy.
That's because our politicians and our rulers can't tell the truth. Because if they told the truth that, hey, we're going to make an electric bus and it's going to cost $1 million, and we've got some people in the government who are really going to benefit from this because they're getting in on the ground floor of buying shares or having options so they can pass the legislation to fund these electric buses that nobody would buy, because nobody's going to buy a bus for $1 million. Nobody. Okay? When they can buy a bus for much lower cost that runs on diesel power. Nobody in his right mind would do that.
Yeah.
And then if they told the story about how we're going to have to put more power lines, don't worry, they're going to be up there, and you won't see them if you don't look up, but they're going to be going through your neighborhoods. And if you take a fluorescent light bulb, whether it be 4 feet long or 8 feet long, and you hold it in the center, and you stretch it over your head, and you run it parallel to those electric wires, you'll be able to light up that electric light bulb, that fluorescent light bulb. And that's absolutely true, class. You can take an electric bulb and hold it up under high voltage power lines, and it's going to light up. You'll see it at night. That is electromagnetic radiation. It's killing everything. Everything. Birds, bees, us. We don't need this. This is insanity. But yet, we got rulers who are doing it. Joe?
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, you're talking about the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, and it took a fleet of electric battery-powered buses out of service on Friday. And I guess that was last Friday, after one of them caught fire while undergoing repairs at the maintenance yard. Two mechanics were injured,
yeah.
And as they tried to extinguish the flames. Now, there are no passengers who were aboard, but the mechanics were taken to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. And they tried, the mechanics tried to extinguish the blaze with a fire extinguisher, but it failed. So they pushed the bus out of the repair building so it wouldn't burn down the building and the rest of the buses.
Yeah.
And there are 400 people, bus operators, mechanics, dispatchers, administrative staff that work there. And these 400 people were, I guess, told, don't you be coming over here because we got a problem with this bus on fire and stay away until we get it under control. So they took the fleet of the 10 electric buses, that's $10 million worth of buses, out of service, trying to figure out what's causing this fire.
Yeah, I suspect it was probably being charged while it was being worked on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean,
You know, the other thing, Vince, is these manufacturers are not really profitable. I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a cool-looking EV called the Rivian, and they lose money on every one they build. So Rivian just had to issue more stock, more convertible bonds, stock crashed, and they just don't make money. And that's, here's the funny way to look at it. Some of these manufacturers have actually said, well, we didn't hit our manufacturing targets, but they actually lost less money than expected because they built less vehicles. Ford has admitted they lose money on every electric vehicle they manufacture. They make it up on their profit on their large pickup trucks and other trucks they sell that are not electric. but they've admitted that their EVs are money losers. Pretty much all of these vehicles are losing money, but they're subsidized. And Rivian's the best example. They just announced a couple of days ago that they have to do a new financing. And, of course, they're publicly traded. The shares crashed. And, you know, it's a nice-looking vehicle, Vince. I don't know if you've seen one, but...
Yeah, I've seen them, and I think they're funny-looking. I've seen one on the road, and the front of it is... looks ridiculous. And that's my opinion. I mean, maybe the rest of it looks like a truck, but the front looks ridiculous. But my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But the Rivian sells for about 80 grand, right? Between 65 and 80 grand each. And the company loses, and the company loses about 30,000 or a little bit more than 30,000 on each one they sell.
Well,
which would put the price to break even at $110,000.
Yeah, that's probably roughly. That's in the ballpark, and that's true about a lot of the other, let's say, luxury EV SUVs. They're all being subsidized, whether it's directly subsidized by government programs or indirectly subsidized just by the way everything's geared in terms of financing and. Vince, there's parts of what's called the Inflation Reduction Act. I don't know if they still call it that, but that went into subsidizing EVs.
You said that with a straight face, didn't you?
Yeah. I think they've stopped saying it because they more or less admitted that the inflation we're facing now is because the government was simply spending too much money. I don't know why it was so hard for, Vince, I think we might have discussed it before in class. There's something called new monetary theory that said because we're the United States and we're so powerful, we could just print money endlessly and nothing bad would happen. I don't see anybody talking about that anymore because, Vince, basically we've proven that if you start printing money, giving, whether it was for the money we gave out during COVID or for all these, after COVID ended, Vince, we still passed these massive trillion-dollar bills as if we, and there's a delay. It doesn't, by the time the money starts flowing into the economy, there's a delay. So everybody thought when, one party was controlling everything that we'll just pass some more of these bills. And that's the inflation we're facing now, Vince. I think what we learned at school has been proven. You put too much money chasing a finite amount of goods, and you're going to create inflation. And we'll see what happens, but we have record deficit in the federal government. It's independent studies have said it's unsustainable, yet both parties seem to want to just spend money. And unfortunately, these EV subsidies are one of the areas they've been spending some of that massive amount of money on.
Hey, Bert, would you check with your people, have your people contact my people, and my people can contact me, and your people can contact you, and let us know if you're available on Tuesday to flesh out some more of this. And I'd like to read some letters that I've received in the mail, email, from students, absolutely flattering letters about what we do here at USA Prepares. And some of them mentioned Bert.
Okay. Well, so I'll have my people talk to your people. Let's see if we can make it happen. Because we didn't cover a lot of stuff that we had on for today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.